You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are with Dr. Imad Rahim, an award-winning author, educator, and entrepreneur. He co-founded two startups, a consulting firm, and a nonprofit agency. He currently serves as the endowed chair of the Project Management Center of Excellence and associate professor at Bellevue University. And today we'll discuss getting noticed as a consultant. Dr. Rahim, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
I'm glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Always good to catch up with you. So for starters, as a professor, you always advocated on the importance of education. I assume education and training would be one of your top picks for consultants to become famous. Am I right in saying that?
You're absolutely correct. I would say education plays a big role, but also, you know, your experience, your ability to put yourself out there, your ability to network and make sure you brand yourself correctly. I think that's also important, right? There needs to be a common balance between the theory and practice.
And what about leveraging your colleagues and other professionals in your circle?
That is also very important. So this kind of piggybacks off of that theory and the practice. You know, so if you're in the classroom and you're learning this stuff, you're engaging in the lecture, you're reading the book, it's also very important to kind of network with those people around you, both in the classroom and outside the classroom. That's why those group interactions are important, the residencies, the internships, and also the actual volunteer of getting to understand the work and knowing the work. So sometimes we focus too much in the classroom, but not outside the classroom. So network is extremely important, not only just to develop your practical skills and your awareness of what's happening or in that profession, but also emerging trends and opportunities in that career, the technology that is being used, and also leveraging those networks to grow your business, to grow your brand, and also to grow those opportunities in that entrepreneurship space.
I certainly agree on the importance of leveraging and highlighting people in your network, but what if your network is limited? How can a new professional develop a strong network?
That's a very good question, and I often get those questions a lot, especially from younger people that are new to the industry, right? So they've been in school all this time, and they just don't have that network. Their friends are pretty much people that went to school with them, or the adult student that is trying to make a career change and they don't have that network. One of the key things is kind of stepping outside of your comfort zone and reach out to those organizations that may have a trade association within that industry. So we're talking about, let's say you're interested in pursuing a human resource career. You want to network in the SHRM type of population. You want to, if you do project management, you want to connect with the Project Management Institute. And there's also entrepreneurship and small business associations. But just stepping outside your comfort zone and volunteering, joining these memberships, going to the different meetings and events, and just networking with those people. You can also go online. So LinkedIn is a powerful tool that allows you to connect with people. You can search based on the profession or business or even certain special interest groups that you can connect with and tie with and see where people are meeting and kind of how to get yourself out there. So you can, it's always important to think outside the box and step outside your comfort zone to really grow your network if your network is limited.
Today we are briefly speaking with Dr. Imad Rahim, Endowed Chair of the Project Management Center of Excellence and Associate Professor at Bellevue University, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Rahim, what about your thoughts and ideas on paper? You have a strong following on your blogs and columns. I've even personally seen that myself. Would you recommend consultants to publish?
Yes, definitely. You know, a lot of people think publishing only has to do with academics. If you want to be a researcher, if you want to be a teacher, you should publish. But then practitioners don't have to. That is slowly changing. I would say that's fast. That's changing a lot faster now because people want to hear what the practitioners have to say, right? So if you truly specialize in a certain industry, if you are truly saying you have expertise in this particular service or this product line, then people want to hear that. You know, they want to hear your opinion. They want to read your opinion. And they want to also see your unique spin on that, right? So what makes you a specialist? You know, why should I pursue your services over this other client? So if people are doing research on you, they also want to be able to see that you are engaged in that conversation, that you are discussing that conversation, and that you're fully aware of what's happening in that industry. So when we talk about publication, we're not talking about, you know, 30 pages of peer review articles, right? We're not talking about a Newsweek column. We're talking about something quick like a blog, white paper, even a podcast like this show, even a quick YouTube presentation. And you're seeing a lot of people become thought leaders in this space because of their following. And they don't have to have these academic, you know, backgrounds like an MBA or a doctorate or even certain certifications. It's that their message matters, right? That their content is unique, it's different, that they take a different spin and then they get a following. But it's really to be creative and unique in that online space. That's how you get a following.
I would assume communication skills are vital to getting noticed. What is something impactful that a consultant can do to communicate their expertise to their public?
Well, the important piece is really knowing exactly who your audience is and where they get the information. I think sometimes when people start pursuing publications and utilizing different social network sites to get their message out there, they do too much. And they end up putting the same information, the same content in every space. And that just becomes noise. So when it comes to communication, you have to make it very personable. You have to figure exactly where your audience are. You know, where are they getting the information? And what are the best means to get your information out there? And you have to be able to engage in that conversation. If you're just putting information out there and your members are asking questions, but you're not responding, then it just becomes content. It just becomes advertisement. And people end up they are thrown off on that. They if they can't engage with you in that language, then it's meaningless. So in order to have effective communication with people that could become your customers, you have to really make sure that it's personable, that it is relevant, and that you are engaged in that conversation.
Those are certainly some great recommendations that I believe anyone can benefit from in order to get their expertise noticed. Is there something else in conclusion that you'd like to share with us today?
I think the important piece that people have to remember is that you have to make sure whatever you publish, whatever you put out there, that it fits your personality. You don't want to be a jack of all trades, right? So if I want to specialize in project management, I want to talk about project management. I want to engage conversation at project management. And I want to put stuff out there that is tied to that audience, that is engaged with that audience, that fits that brand that I'm putting out there. If I end up talking about things outside that space, it becomes more noise, right? People start questioning if you truly specialize in that space. So even when it comes to entrepreneurship, we want to focus in that space. We want to discuss what makes us an expert in entrepreneurship space. And always do research. You know, things are constantly changing. Things are constantly evolving, regardless of your specialization or your industry or your education. So always be thoughtful and meaningful in what you put out there, but always do research. You know, always think outside the box and pursue that knowledge because it's constantly changing.
Dr. Raheem, as always, good to have you. Thanks for the insight and information here on this segment of Enterprise Radio. Where can folks be in touch?
Well, people can contact me through Bellevue University. They can visit Bellevue drdr.edu and search for my information, or they can follow me on Twitter. So at Dr. D-R-E-M-A-D, E-M-A-D, Rahim, R-A-H-I-M. And they can also connect with me on Twitter. Just look me up. I believe I'm the only Imad Rahim affiliated with Belk University. So I will connect back, follow back, especially on LinkedIn and Facebook and so forth. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Imad Rahim, Endowed Chair of the Project Management Center of Excellence and Associate Professor at Bellevue University. And once again, for contact, simply visit bellevue.edu. And you can also follow Dr. Rahim on Twitter at Dr. Imad Rahim. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.